I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Brazilians head to the polls this weekend to vote in a presidential runoff. And many Brazilians here in the U.S. are eligible to vote as well. The frontrunner, Jair Bolsonaro, has run a divisive campaign, but he has many supporters among Brazilians in Boston and other New England cities. Here's more from WGBH's Philip Martin.
WSRO AM in Framingham, Massachusetts, bills itself as America's only 24-hour Portuguese language station, and the Brazilian election dominates the airwaves.
Pois é, amigos, e o estatuto do desarmamento em função do que prega Bolsonaro.
The announcer says he's never seen a candidate that's generated as much fear and awe as Bolsonaro, the man who won 46% of the vote in the first runoff election this month. Bolsonaro's a right-wing former military man. Some Brazilian journalists have dubbed the Trump of the tropics.
Porque ele na realidade.
Another WSRO announcer, the Reverend Fernando Siqueira, openly supports Bolsonaro, like many other Brazilian evangelicals.
Now is time to change. Bolsonaro is bringing this new idea in the Brazil community here in Framingham. I know want Bolsonaro.
At the entrance to a Brazilian bakery, Brazilians are walking out with beijinhos and loaded with opinions about the election.
It's coming towards Bolsonaro, put it this way.
Bolsonaro or Haddad?
Haddad.
Bolsonaro.
Por quê?
It's just because we need something extraordinary, like something different right now to make a difference.
Extraordinary is indeed how many supporters describe Bolsonaro. Others use the term extremist for a man who openly disparaged gays and blacks and insulted women. But when proof of past remarks is presented to these Bolsonaro supporters, some respond with a familiar refrain.
Fake news. Is no true.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah. I think they lie about him.
That's all media. They're just trying not to get him elected, which is not going to happen.
Brazilians around the world can vote back home as long as they were born in Brazil, regardless of immigration status where they live. Most Brazilians in Massachusetts come from two relatively politically conservative areas in Brazil, Minas Gerais and Espírito Santo. And just as in those areas in Brazil, a clear majority of Brazilians here cast votes in the primary earlier this month for Bolsonaro.
Mr. Bolsonaro is tapping on the big pocket of resentment about corruption and also what we call cultural wars.
Marcelo Leite is a columnist for the newspaper Folio in Sao Paulo. He says Bolsonaro is exploiting resentment over Brazilian government programs for the poor. And that appeals to many Brazilian immigrants here in the U.S. because they see themselves as self-made.
Many immigrants working very hard to make a living think that having a government that's very much in favor of giving help to the poor people and this kind of thing is a waste. They would vote for minimum government. This kind of ideology is very widespread among Brazilian immigrants in the U.S.
They are resentful of the poor in Brazil.
Natalisa Tracy is executive director of the Brazilian Worker Center in Boston, where some of her clients face possible deportation by the Trump administration. But they still plan to vote for Bolsonaro, who's been quoted as saying, Haitian immigrants bring diseases to Brazil, and that he wants them out of his country.
They tell me that Trump is the devil, right? And then they turn around and they say, we're voting for Bolsonaro. And I say, what's the difference between Donald Trump? And, oh, it's very different. And I says, well, what about racism and discrimination and promoting violence? I mean, I don't understand why people are not able to see that the two people are very similar in the message and the ideology.
Tracy supports the Workers' Party candidate, Fernando Haddad, even though the former leader of Haddad's party, former President Lula da Silva, is behind bars for corruption.
I'm not for corruption either, but I'm also not for fascism. And I'm very afraid of the outcome of this election.
Tracy will crowd into a local high school with thousands of other Brazilians in the Boston area to vote Sunday. And she fears democracy itself is at stake.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what's going on here. We're getting ready for the election.
Meanwhile, in Framingham, WSRO radio station announcers are mapping out live coverage from voting sites in eastern Massachusetts. Reverend Siqueira predicts Brazilians here and in Rhode Island will mark the day with celebrations when their man, Bolsonaro, tops the ticket.
This guy is the extraordinary guy.
For the World, Philip Martin, Boston.